Remember Diversity Day on NBC's The Office?
You know what? This is a color-free zone here. Stanley, I don't look at you as another race.
See, this is what I'm talking about. We don't have to pretend that we're colorblind.
Exactly.
That's fighting ignorance with more ignorance. No, with more ignorance. Right, exactly.
That's Larry Wilmore playing a diversity consultant who can't get a word in over Steve Carell's Michael Scott. Well, businesses in the U.S. spend hundreds of millions of dollars on diversity training each year, and as that episode suggested, many programs just do not work. And according to research, they may actually make things worse. That's the subject of the cover story in next month's Harvard Business Review, where Kurt Nickisch is senior editor. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, Peter.
So a lot of these diversity programs, they come about because of discrimination lawsuits. But what is the evidence that they're not working?
Yeah, well, I mean, you said it. It's the data. Researchers at Harvard and Tel Aviv University did a really deep dive for this cover story into hundreds of companies. And they found that basically 5 years after a company institutes mandatory diversity training for managers, companies actually saw no improvement. The proportion of white women, black men, and Hispanics in management stayed the same. The share of black women and that of Asian American men and women actually fell.
So they're not working. I guess the feeling is that if you're forced to do something, you might actually buck against it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I think there's complex psychology going on with these biases, right? And so managers, especially being in the position of being a manager where you have authority and the company says they trust you to help get things done, when they're told you have to go to this training, you have to do things this way, that often ends up backfiring.
Well, there's also this question of hiring tests. This is fascinating. 40% of companies will now give a test to a job applicant so that, in theory at least, everybody's sort of judged on the same playing field. But you're saying even that ends up backfiring.
Yeah, because managers still have a lot of control and they kind of know who they want to hire. And so there's a lot of selective testing that goes on. It's not practiced uniformly. I mean, this has been the case back in the 1950s at like a Chicago meatpacking plant where a black worker took the test. The manager who's hiring said, oh, you failed it, but hired somebody who never even took the test. That kind of stuff still happens today where people, white workers who maybe don't do as well on a test, that gets forgiven. But a woman or a minority who doesn't do as well on the test, that's viewed more suspiciously.
Oh, okay. But let's get to the good news because there is some. There are actually effective ways to do some of this diversity training so that the organization becomes more diverse. What are they?
Yeah, absolutely. So it turns out that if you don't make it mandatory, you make voluntary diversity training, you actually give managers more of a say and a role in how it happens. That actually has the desired intended effect. If you assign a woman or a minority to a white male manager, it turns out they get really invested in somebody that they've helped along.
Like a mentorship program.
Yeah, a mentorship program works. And so they end up feeling like that person is deserving. College recruitment programs for women and minorities, those, the data show, they work.
Well, Kurt Nickisch, senior editor at the Harvard Business Review, will link you to this study, this article, at our website, hereandnow.org. Kurt, thank you very much.
Yeah, my pleasure.